Thank you, children. Oh, it's heartwarming. It's very heartwarming. As you leave today and go through this work week, inside your bulletin are names. And they're names of folks that need our prayers. So I ask you, take it with you. Keep it by your prayer chair or wherever that special place is that you spend time with God. And if you would, I'd like for you to add these names to this list. I ask that you remember Herman Waters, who's having surgery on Tuesday. Gerald Slothuber, who's in Bothwell. Sissy Robinson had a biopsy Tuesday for cancer, and she will not have the results for 10 to 12 days. So I ask that you remember each one of those persons. Also, I have been asked to share a joy. The flowers in front of the piano were given by Weston Miller in honor of his wife, Shanda, for their 5th wedding anniversary. And the flowers... And the flowers in front of the organ were given by Weston and Shanda in honor of their church family for all the wonderful support they have received through their first 5 years of marriage. And may I say, congratulations, and thank you for being such an important part of our lives here in church. Thank you both. I would like to take just a minute to mention what Thursday night's church service for Monday Thursday was like here and what Good Friday services were like here. Moving. I wish you could each one have been a part of it because it was just wonderful. Thursday was a different experience completely with the meal we shared together. Friday's Good Friday service, I left completely guilty for the life I live. Completely guilty for everything I carry that I shouldn't carry. For a crowd of people that came in saying, crucify him, crucify him, when not a week before they were praising his name. When I left, I couldn't even speak to Brad. I was quiet on the way home. And I thought, how can my heart be so heavy? And you know what? It was a strange thing. We listen to K-Love, I quite frequently do, on the car radio. And what I got in the car, and I'm terrible about remembering words to songs anyway, but the song on the radio was, Oh, How He Loves Us. Oh, How He Loves Us. And I thought, that's what it was about. He cared that much to die for my guilt and my sins. And I don't have to carry him around anymore. I can leave him at the cross and never look at him again. And I can go about my life trying to share his spirit with other people. And I hope I can do that. I hope I can. Let's bow our heads, please. Dear God, as we go through this week, and we each touch so many lives, it's amazing how many lives we each touch. I ask that you go with us wherever that path goes, that we are a blessing to those lives we touch. I ask that you be with those that are needing your healing touch, that each one feels that touch and knows that this church family is praying for them and lifting them up. I thank you for each blessing. I thank you for each person here. But most of all, I thank you for giving your life so that we each may live. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.